This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, behaving with the enemies. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about how to behave with the enemies and our behaviouring with the enemies. When we look at the Islamic context, it says us that even if two people have dispute with each other, or maybe there are two different people who are enemies of each other, Islam stops us to be first in having this kind of thinking that we are enemies. The actual thing that Islam says is that you need to get rid of the concept of being enemy of each other or harming each other. Therefore, when we look at the Islamic teachings, it is said that it is not good to have dispute all the time. Why? Because, you know, when we are having a dispute, we are basically spending our time in that and we are wasting our time. Therefore, it is necessary, according to the teachings of the Prophet ﷺ, that even if you have a dispute or if you have a dispute or there is an enemy of you, show the nobility of yourself to him. Be noble with him. And this, if you are a person who is noble, you can obviously can show generosity to him. And this will change the minds of your enemies. Even if they have done bad to you, on the first step, show generosity, be noble, and be kind with them. So when you show this, this will change their mind. And if they're not changing, then obviously there are the other steps that you can take. But the first thing that the Islamic teachings teaches us is that we need to be to have the generosity, we need to have mercy, we need to have kindness with the people with whom we have disputes. Maybe they do not accept our things that we say. But the first thing is that we should not be amongst those who takes the first step in having this dispute. Therefore, we need to deal with the people with the generosity, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of behaving with the enemies. And we said that Islamic teachings teaches us that when we need to deal with the enemies, the first thing is do not take the first step in having this dispute and have your generosity and kindness with the enemies, even those who have dispute with you. The second thing which Islamic teachings teaches us is that if you have a dispute with someone or if you know that there is an enemy of you, but you never know that he will bring a harm to you or not, do not get engaged with such an enemy. And if you believe and if you know that he will never harm you, then obviously there is no need of having any engagement with such an enemy. Or if in general life, if we have someone with whom we have dispute, so it is better to not to talk about them, not to, you know, highlight the things that they say. Why? Because it saves us from many things, many things, and many problems that we can have in our life. It will save us from those things. And that is the thing which Islam teaches us. And obviously, when you know your enemies, Islam also tells us that be careful that tomorrow if they come in the face of a friend, when they dress up as a friend and when they come to you, remember that they were your enemies. For example, when in the Quran, Allah talks about the story of the Prophet Adam and Eve, there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them that the shaitan is your enemy. And we know that Shaitan came in the dress of friend. He dressed up as a friend and he came as a friend in front of them. And he gave them this advice of eating that specific plant, which was prohibited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we need to be very much careful when we deal with the enemies, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.